You will hear two friends talking about online forums. As you listen, take the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice.
Hey, Mike. Gosh, have you heard the latest news?
Are you referring to the man who was arrested for allegedly planting an explosive device at an all-girls gathering?
Yes, I was so frightened by that. I had planned to attend a party with my girlfriends this week, but I have decided to skip it.
There have been quite a few cases of such incidents of people targeting specific groups, so I don't blame you for wanting to be safe.
I think there have been at least three in the last 6 months, so I am definitely spooked out. I wonder what the reason is.
I've been following on the investigations, actually. It seems that in most cases, these perpetrators are people who are unhappy with some aspects of their lives, and a few joined online groups filled with like-minded people to air their grievances.
These online forums need to be banned because they are so harmful.
Well, I think online forums provide a good platform for people to come together to share a common interest. It is just tragic that a small number have turned to doing bad things.
Really? All I hear about are people making baseless attacks at others when they congregate in these forums. They are kind of echo chambers for those who have self-esteem issues.
That is true, but we cannot deny that these forums are helpful for promoting positive self-esteem among others too. My cousin has a niche interest in taxidermy, and he has found a great deal of support among other taxidermists. He even chatted with a renowned taxidermist in Europe. It is helpful because people in real life usually think he is weird.
Wow, I never thought about that before. I guess you are right. Perhaps what we need is better regulation.
It is hard to moderate everything on the internet without sacrificing free speech. And that is really the fundamental draw of the internet to begin with. I'm thinking that the solution lies in the immediate family.
Do you mean parents and other relatives should monitor our online activities? I am not sure I would like my parents poking into my chats with my friends.
I won't either. Although, I do think very young children need to be supervised. No, I think family members can help without invading our privacy. We can pay more attention to one another and see if someone is showing unusual signs. In almost all of the cases of those who have hurt others, family members and even friends have reported that the perpetrators have started saying strange things in the weeks leading up to the attacks.
You said almost all, so not all of them show signs. That does not provide a guarantee.
That is true, but nothing can be absolute. What we can do is to reduce the incidence, which is better than not doing anything at all.
It is still unsettling to think that these things are still going to happen in the future.
Indeed it is, but there are so many dangers in the world that we cannot prevent. We just have to take precautions.
That's true. Hey, Mike. Gosh, have you heard the latest news?
Are you referring to the man who was arrested for allegedly planting an explosive device at an all-girls gathering?
Yes, I was so frightened by that. I had planned to attend a party with my girlfriends this week, but I have decided to skip it.
There have been quite a few cases of such incidents of people targeting specific groups, so I don't blame you for wanting to be safe.
I think there have been at least three in the last 6 months, so I am definitely spooked out. I wonder what the reason is.
I've been following on the investigations, actually. It seems that in most cases, these perpetrators are people who are unhappy with some aspects of their lives, and a few joined online groups filled with like-minded people to air their grievances.
These online forums need to be banned because they are so harmful.
Well, I think online forums provide a good platform for people to come together to share a common interest. It is just tragic that a small number have turned to doing bad things.
Really? All I hear about are people making baseless attacks at others when they congregate in these forums. They are kind of echo chambers for those who have self-esteem issues.
That is true, but we cannot deny that these forums are helpful for promoting positive self-esteem among others too. My cousin has a niche interest in taxidermy, and he has found a great deal of support among other taxidermists. He even chatted with a renowned taxidermist in Europe. It is helpful because people in real life usually think he is weird.
Wow, I never thought about that before. I guess you are right. Perhaps what we need is better regulation.
It is hard to moderate everything on the internet without sacrificing free speech, and that is really the fundamental draw of the internet to begin with. I'm thinking that the solution lies in the immediate family.
Do you mean parents and other relatives should monitor our online activities? I am not sure I would like my parents poking into my chats with my friends.
I won't either. Although, I do think very young children need to be supervised. No, I think family members can help without invading our privacy. We can pay more attention to one another and see if someone is showing unusual signs. In almost all of the cases of those who have hurt others, family members and even friends have reported that the perpetrators have started saying strange things in the weeks leading up to the attacks.
You said almost all, so not all of them show signs. That does not provide a guarantee.
That is true, but nothing can be absolute. What we can do is to reduce the incidence, which is better than not doing anything at all.
It is still unsettling to think that these things are still going to happen in the future.
Indeed it is, but there are so many dangers in the world that we cannot prevent. We just have to take precautions.
That's true.